Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Thank you, New Zealand On Air Music. Today in the studio we have with us, all the way from Wellington, Emily Fairlight. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
And you brought with you Mike?
Yes.
Who I believe is also from Wellington?
From Dunedin.
Dunedin.
Yeah.
Can I get you a bit closer to the mic?
Yeah.
You're in town to celebrate the release of your second album?
Yeah, that's right.
Mother of Gloom.
Yes.
Which I believe is a title taken from a Martha Wainwright song.
Yeah.
Why did you choose that title?
I just thought it felt like I really liked the imagery that it created in the song for me, and I thought that it was a good fit for the songs that I'd written.
Yeah. The gloomy songs or the
quite gloomy? Yeah. But you know, just that. And you know, going through moments of insanity, like feeling like there's someone else inside your head, and so I thought it seemed fitting.
You recorded the album in Texas, in Austin, Texas.
Yep.
Doug
Woolseth.
Who also plays a number of instruments on the album as well.
He played guitar and he played some bass and he played some electric guitar as well, I believe.
What took you over to Austin to work with Doug?
He just invited me after hearing one of my songs. I'd met him before when I toured over there, and I just wanted to go back to Austin because I like it there, and he kind of knows lots of cool musicians.
So he arranged, because there's a number of people that play on the album aside from Doug and yourself.
Yep.
He arranged those people to come in as session musicians.
He'd used a bunch of them before, so like Carly Symington, who drums for like Okaville River and Bright Eyes and that kind of thing, and another guy called Cullen Fuchs, who just plays everything. So he played like vibraphone and piano, accordion, trumpet.
When it comes to writing, you normally, it's a very introspective thing you do by yourself. You're not working with a band or
So I almost always write by myself, and then might kind of get some like structure stuff once the band comes in, just parts that make more or less sense. And
you celebrating the release of Mother of Gloom tomorrow night at Anthology Lounge, which is a new venue on K Road. Tom Cunliffe will be playing a set as well. And you have a band for the show as well.
So I brought up the band that they arrive tomorrow.
Cool.
So
as well as that, you have a phone recording 7-inch to come out.
That's right. I was like, what other things can I talk about? I like the idea of like releasing songs when they're kind of like just in the first instance that they're written.
Yeah.
And I actually quite like the way phone recordings sound as well. So my friend in Wellington has like a little record label called Ilk Ither.
What's the name, sorry?
Ilk Ither. Yeah. So he's released stuff like Finn Johansson, and his name's Dick White. And
oh, right, cool.
Charlotte Forrester from Worm as well has done some stuff from him. So yeah, we were just talking about it, and I was like, oh, I've got a couple of songs, like let's chuck them on a 7-inch and just do like a little limited release thing. Yeah.
And you're working on a stop motion video too.
I've started it, but I just happened to choose it for like the longest song on the album. So, it might be ready in like 5 years.
Yeah. Is it like clay or paper or what medium are you using?
Just paper and drawings, just my shitty drawings. Oh, yeah. And like I might get some cellophane involved because, you know, arts and crafts and shit,
So you're going to play a couple of songs for us today.
Yes.
Two songs. Both from Mother of Gloom?
No, we're going to play one from Mother of Gloom and one new one, which might make it on that 7-inch, and not sure. Yeah.
I'm going to... Oh, I did want to read this out, actually, because I really liked this line that Nick Bollinger wrote in his review of Mother of Gloom, and he said it took him back to wild western desertscapes and dusty border towns. So, yeah.
There we go. Let's
buckle in for that.
Yeah. let's do Body Below, eh? Cool.
Body Blower.
Yeah.
From Mother of Gloom. If you just tuned in, we've got Emily Fairlight in the studio. She's in town to celebrate the release of her album Mother of Gloom, and we'll be playing at the venue, which name I just forgot.
Anthology Lounge
on K Road tomorrow night with Tom Cunliffe. And so the next song you're going to play for us is
a new song?
A song that isn't out yet.
It's not out yet.
But if people want to follow what you've got out and stay up to date with what's going on, Facebook,
yeah,
Bandcamp,
yep,
Spotify,
yeah,
all the regular places to find people.
Follow me on Instagram, it gets pretty weird.
Same. Beautiful earthy quality to your voice.
Oh,
I love
you.
It. Okay, let's hear this.
Cool. This song is called Same Person.
You said we were the same person, but I wouldn't choose the things you did. You came and tore my heart open, then you went and closed the lid. And it's a shame, and it's a shame we did the things we did. 'Cause in the
Emily Fairlight, thank you so much for coming up today.
Thanks for having us.
It's brilliant. Again, Mother of Gloom is out now.
Yep.
People can go along to Anthology Lounge tomorrow night. You'll be playing with Tom Cunliffe, and you'll have a full band with you.
Yep, that's the one.
Tickets.
Tickets are Under the Radar.
Under the Radar, our friends over there. Scoop them up. Get them cheaper than you would on the door.
Yeah, totally. We've got a Marbex in-store today as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's like 5:30.
Our friends Jen and Chelsea down there.
Yeah, Jen's lovely. He's been really helpful.
Great.
Yeah.
And you did just mention before we came to air, you'll be back up for the Americana Fest.
Yes, yep.
In a wee while's time. Thank you so much. I've actually lined up some Martha Wainwright.
Yay, excellent.
to play us out.
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.